Hey, what's going on, everyone? This is Fernando, your host of the Bar Exam Game Plan Podcast. I hope that you are doing well, and I wanted to connect with you on an important strategy, an important tip that I've been working on with my clients as we, you know, get closer and closer to the bar exam in February. And this strategy applies to anyone who's taking the bar exam, at any point, right, in February or July. And more importantly, it's something that you can do multiple times during your bar exam study period. And one of the things that right now I am asking my clients that is really, really important is to think about, one, what are the areas that are that you're strong in, that you are so-so in, and that you are not strong in. So basically what you do, and this is the exercise, you put, you create three columns in a blank sheet of paper. Into the very left, you put strong at the top. In the middle column, you put so-so, and in the third column, you put not strong. And you have to be honest with yourself when you do this exercise. When I do this with my clients, I just tell them, like, hey, what is the subject, right, that you feel strong in? What is a subject that you feel strong in? And actually, the way we do it, we just run down the lists of the subjects that are being tested for that person's jurisdiction, right? Because some jurisdictions will test on things like family law and other areas that other jurisdictions don't test on, right? Or like taxes, for example, as well. Some jurisdictions test on that, but others don't. So I focus on the areas of law that are applicable to that jurisdiction. And then what I do is I just go down and I'm like, okay, for agency, how do you feel about that? Is it in the strong bucket? Is it in the so-so? Or is it in the not strong bucket? Okay. We run through all of them, you know, civil procedure, corporations, evidence, real property remedies, all the way down to the bottom, right? Torts. And once we have our list, you're going to see where all of the different subjects are falling, right? So it's going to be a subject that is, again, in one of those three columns. And the goal in the coming weeks is to keep the strong subjects strong and try to move the so-so subjects into the strong bucket and the not strong into the so-so buckets. And the goal is to try to move as many of those subjects into the next level, right? With the exception of strong. For strong, you just keep strong, right? But for the subjects that are in the so-so, you try to move those into the strong bucket. And for the subjects that are in the not strong, you try to move those into the so-so, okay? And the way that you're going to do that, and, you know, you can do it a lot of different ways, and it depends really on what your needs are. For some people, the way that you move into that is by memorizing more rules and spending time really just understanding how those rules apply, right? For other folks, is I'm not practicing enough and I'm not seeing enough variations. And I just honestly, Fernando, I haven't spent the time to review wills and trusts and community property. And that's why it's in my not strong. And so the thing that you have to do there is like, okay, let's go ahead and spend this upcoming week, focus on those areas, you know, pick two areas in the not so strong bucket, in the not strong bucket, and then pick, you know, one from the so-so bucket, and then pick another one from the strong bucket so that you are moving all of them forward, right? And spending maybe 50% of your time in the not strong bucket, 25% of your time in the so-so bucket, and 25% in the strong bucket. So that is how I've done the breakup for the coming weeks so that you don't become so focused on the not strong bucket that you miss the so-so bucket and those become not strong as well, or the strong bucket becomes so-so, right? So it's like a 50, 25, 25, 50%, 25%, 25% of your time spent on the subject respectively, right? And trust me, you're going to have subjects all across the board in those buckets, right? So that's my recommendation, you know, and in just kind of how those three buckets work. And this strategy is super effective because you know, you're just kind of sparring with all of the subjects, but you're paying particular attention to the subjects that are not so strong. And as you get closer and closer to the bar exam, okay? All right, you take care of yourselves. I hope that helps. And I will catch you at the next episode. Bye.
This episode is brought to you in part by Juno, the collective bargaining group here to get you the best rates on your student loans. To learn more, go to barexamgameplan.info and click on the Juno logo.